When the United Nations Special Session on AIDS met last year, the conference called on businesses to take action regarding the worldwide AIDS epidemic. It's estimated that 23 million people in the global workforce are infected with HIV. Anglo American, the London-based mining company, has become the first multinational corporation to give all its workers affected with HIV free drugs to fight the disease. Anglo American does much of its business in South Africa, where the epidemic is extremely serious. James Lamont is the Southern Africa correspondent for the Financial Times. He says as recently as last fall, the company claimed providing the medication was too expensive, but several factors have influenced their decision to offer antiretroviral drugs now.
They've been looking at what the pharmaceutical companies have been doing. They've been looking at the efficacy of the drugs, the effect they have on their workers, because remember, most of their employees are miners who work underground. They've been looking at government policy to see whether government would be supportive of an initiative like this. And I think finally they've decided that it's more in their interest to treat their workers rather than leave them untreated. They employ about 134,000 people across the Southern African region, 23% of which are infected with HIV.
That's a very huge number. Last May, five of the big drug companies lowered their prices for AIDS drugs by 80 to 90%. Was this a factor?
I think it is a factor. I mean, they've been talking with three drug companies, and they're also investigating the use of generic drugs as well. So I think what they've been looking at is the price of the drugs, seeing that they've been coming down, and of course they expect them to come down further. And Anglo American, being a very large company, a very big employer, as you said, is in the financial position to afford these drugs. I think they estimate that in the first year of treatment, it would cost about 50 million rand.
I think it costs about $160 a month per worker to get antiretroviral drugs.
That's right. And I think they've done their calculations and they've realized that it's cost-effective for them to supply the drugs. They've done some calculations already saying that in terms of the gold mining industry, HIV-AIDS is adding about $5 to $6 an ounce in extra costs to mining an ounce of gold. I think they've done their sums, and they realize it's better to start distributing these drugs, keeping their workers more healthy, extending their working lives in the interest of their mining operations.
What I found very striking, having looked at some of the articles about the UN Conference on AIDS, for example, was even a few months ago, almost every corporation was simply talking about educating their workforce, not about supplying drugs. So this is really a sea change.
It's a big sea change, and I think Anglo American is one of the first companies, if not the first, actually to decide to provide the drugs to its HIV-positive infected workers for free. You will find other companies following Anglo American's lead. I think there is going to be moral pressure on companies in South Africa. I also imagine that the labor movement will say, well, Anglo American has done this, what about you? And of course, that will then have a knock-on effect into government policy as well, if you have the whole of the private sector beginning to realize that it's more cost-effective to supply antiretroviral drugs, then I think it will create a sea change within society.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
James Lamont is the Southern Africa correspondent for the Financial Times. He spoke to us from Johannesburg.